This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, June 17. The fruit of the Spirit, love. Our reading comes from Galatians chapter 5 and Luke chapter 15. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Luke chapter 15. Jesus continued, There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. For the next several days, we'll focus on the fruit of the Spirit, and the first foundational fruit mentioned here is love. The core teaching of the Bible is love. Love is at the center of God's character and all that God is and does. And when we come to believe in God, trusting in His amazing love for us through the life and work of Jesus and by the power of the Spirit, we begin to live by God's love, because God comes to live in us. The parable in our reading for today is often called the lost son or the prodigal son, but a more fitting title is the loving father. The father in this story shows his love by not attempting to control his son's behavior, even though it surely broke his heart. Love always sets free. Love moves in the direction of people. When the son returns, the father does not hold back, but runs to greet his son. Love is affectionate. The father throws his arms around his son and kisses him. Saying, I love you, always involves more than words. Love does not allow apathy and indifference to choke out warmth and affection. Love is reconciling. The father's relationship with his son is more important than anything a son has done. Love does not allow the weed of strife to choke out a relationship. The father even calls for a celebration. Are you celebrating your loved ones today? Pray with me. Thank you, Father, for pouring your love into our hearts through the Spirit. Help us to share it with others in all that we do. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.